it is our knowing, can come into alignment with Source. That's why we call this the time of awakening. It is not a time when all will know, but it is the time. Energy has never moved faster, and there has never been so much information about what to do about it, you see. So now you know. Just make a decision to please yourself as best you can, and you will be amazed at the power of influence that you amass by selfishly tending to your own vibration. You'll begin to hear people in influential places parroting what you have known to be. You'll be able to watch circumstances and events beginning to evolve. One thing we will say to you, in an effort to get you to feel more soothing about it, every time you see evidence of the opposite of what you want, just say to yourself, there goes more asking for what we all do want. That's more of that step one, and that's part of the equation too.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I missed it.
Every time you see evidence of what you do not want to happen, some evidence of something rising up, that menace that you were talking about, getting closer. When you see evidence of something like that, just stop and say to yourself, that's step one. We know what we don't want. What is it that I do want? And then turn your undivided attention toward what it is you do want. And if you can affect soothing within yourself, you have affected a shift in the vibration of the planet. You have. One who is connected to the stream is more powerful than a million who are not, you see.
I will try to figure that out. Thank you. I guess that was an upstream.
Very good. Big topic, and one worth chatting about. Stand if you think it's you. Yes. Your world is not in worse condition than before. Your world is in the best condition ever. The vibrational escrow of your world is brighter than it has ever been. The potential for well-being upon your planet is at its all-time high. But if you wait around for others to figure it out, you deprive yourself of what you want about it now. As you turn toward the well-being that you are seeking and become a vibrational match to it, perhaps other will follow you. But do not do it because you are wanting to be the Pied Piper of well-being. Do it because it feels good to do it, and because it is your natural nature to do it, and because you can't stand it if you don't do it, and because that is who you are. Be the tuned in, tapped in, turned on being that you are, and then watch what happens.
Hello. I was going to ask a specific question about myself, but I want to go with a more general question.
Specific is fine. Please yourself. Okay. We actually like your specific questions most of all, because there's much more energy moving when it is selfishly desired by you.
Okay. I have been in love with a man for years.
Oh, not that one.
Okay. That's the specific.
It's all right.
I think really what I want to know is a little more detail on relationships are eternal.
Anytime you hold someone as your object of attention, you activate a vibration about them that becomes part of your vibrational nature. Just like every thought you've ever thought is still percolating there. The question is, what part of that body of thoughts is activated here and now? Because just because you've thought the thought doesn't mean that it's part of your point of attraction. But when you focus upon it and activate it, then it is. So the reason that we say to you that every relationship is eternal is because at the root of every relationship is the vibration of all that is. In other words, you cannot separate yourself really from anyone. But even more specifically, in the physical setting, when you have held someone for any length of time as your object of attention, you have literally